We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM and HD1, KGMC San Francisco, Radio.com sports station. Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Turning to throw it in. Near side of the basket to our right. Throws to the corner. There's Lillard. He'll fade. He'll fire. It's up and no good. It's no good. And for the first time in over 50 years, the NBA will see a team go to the finals for five straight seasons. Final score, Golden State 119, Portland 117. The Warriors win in overtime and sweep the Western Conference Finals 4-0.
These are the good days. These are the fun days. The Warriors are in their fifth consecutive NBA Finals thanks to a 119-117 win in overtime last night over the Trailblazers, even though Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala, DeMarcus Cousins, none were dressed, none were able to play. The Warriors get another exemplary performance from Steph Curry. The bench is clicking. Draymond goes full war machine mode. For the first time in postseason history, two players record a triple-double in the same game. A pair of teammates did it, and that was fantastic. The Warriors survived the Myers-Leonard game, and they're going to be back in the NBA Finals with a little bit of a layoff before that happens.
Yeah, almost. I mean, it's stupid to say this because they have to get guys healthy, but historically, and it's a pretty profound number, the team with more rest loses the championship series. I don't know why that should be, because it's counterintuitive, because this is a long season, especially once you get to this point, because both teams have played 100-plus games by now. But it's, I mean, since the start of the century, only 4 out of 19 teams with more rest have gone on to win.
Maybe there'll be the outlier.
Well, this might be one of them, because right. I think the Warriors have to get a measure of health out of Iguodala and Durant, but the number just seems weird to me. And maybe it's just an amalgamation of weird circumstances, but I mean, it's also true in the Stanley Cup final, which is even more, you know, it's more of a grind on your body. I mean, only two of the last 19 have won the cup with more rest. So maybe some rest is good. Maybe a lot of rest is not so good for those guys who don't have to heal up. Look, I don't know why.
In 5 years, this team is in the 510-game range. Like, that's where they are. They play about 100 games a year now.
At least.
Yeah, 500-plus games in the last 5 years. So, yeah, there are guys to rest and get healthy. I think everybody would be happy with a little bit of rest before they go back to nowhere. They just got to do it one more time. They got to circle the wagons and just do it one more time. And this is going to be a little interesting to watch them start on the road, which basically hasn't happened very often during this entire dynastic run. The Warriors are 75-24 now in the playoffs under Steve Kerr. Portland outscored the Warriors by 23 points in the first half across that series, and the Warriors outscored Portland by 61 in the second half and in overtime. The entire series was a tale of two halves, and it really was a tale of the Warriors being able to go back to the idea of strength and numbers, which, remember, Jeff Van Gundy declared dead.
111 of the 118 points have been scored by the Warriors starters. They've just retired the slogan, strength and numbers.
Well, guess who came out of retirement? Jeff Van Gundy on ESPN. Kerr turned back to his bench. They responded. And ever since Kevin Durant left Game 5 of that Rockets series, it's like there has been a wave of matchups that benefit them and a little inspirational play coming from the guys off this bench.
It's a luxury of numbers more than strength in numbers. I mean, I don't know how they will approach playing either Toronto or Milwaukee. Because, again, they're both radically different equations from Portland, and they're radically different equations from Houston, which are the two extremes of how the Warriors have tackled this postseason, which is almost no bench and just almost unlimited bench. So to me, the most fascinating thing will be to see how Steve Kerr views the guys who are not going to be playing 40 minutes a night, because Curry, Thompson, and Green will be playing 40 minutes a night. And if Durant and Iguodala are healthy, Durant's going to be playing 40 minutes a night. Iguodala will be playing 30. So there's not going to be a lot of minutes left unless the Warriors find that the finals are just as comfortable as the conference finals were.
888-957-9570. About to get back to the phones here to take your calls. Warrior playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game is brought to you by Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. And we're happy to announce that we're going to give you a chance to win your way into Game 3 of the NBA Finals. And you can start getting yourself to that chance right now by going to 957thegame.com to register to win. Starting on Thursday this week, just a couple days from now, at 7, 11, 2, and 5, we're going to be announcing a name. That person who is already registered at 957thegame.com is going to have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call back to qualify for the pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NBA Finals and an autographed Warriors jersey. So we got great booby prizes. Somebody's going to win their way into the actual game. And then we got some autographed items for those of you who came oh so close but didn't actually win the tickets. For complete details and to register now, go to 957thegame.com for verified finals tickets. Go to warriors.com. 888-957-9570 is the number. Ed in Los Gatos. Hello, Ed.
Oh, man, I got to follow Matt Barnes. That's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, he was good, isn't he? I mean, he's just real, man.
He's just smart and honest.
He understands the game so well. I was hoping you'd have a caller in there that wasn't prepared, so let me see how I do. I've got four different things that nobody's really talking enough about KD. It has nothing to do with the record. First of all, this guy put in a ton of minutes for us this year. Who better to have in there so that Steph Curry doesn't have to play the entire second half? Next, because he put in great minutes, we won enough game to have home court advantage, so home court fans get to watch more of the Warriors. Third, the guy's a good, hard worker that teaches the younger guys how to play better basketball. And fourth, in terms of just the climate of that team and how well they get along, he's a great guy to come on a team like the Warriors and not have a big head and just play well and have them be a solid team. How'd I do, guys?
I think you did very well, Ed. And those are, you see, here's the thing. The problem that you have when it comes to evaluating the Warriors is you're trying to actually evaluate what you saw and put it into the proper context. The most amount of people in the media, they watch the Warriors and they try to tell you that what you saw was an illusion and what you didn't see is what's actually happening. There is no accomplishment that someone in the national media isn't ready to take away from them at any point in time. Great game from Kevin Durant. Well, Steph Curry isn't who we thought he was, and neither is Klay Thompson. This team doesn't have a rock bottom, like knock you out defensive effort. Well, you know, Draymond Green isn't who he used to be. Kevin Durant not there? Well, he doesn't need to be there because the Warriors are better off without him. Kevin Durant is there? Well, maybe he's the reason why they're not winning by 10 anymore and they're only down to winning by 6. There is no accomplishment that Warrior critics won't turn to another element of this team and try to say, well, that's why they're being betrayed right there. I mean, every single time that the Warriors accomplish something, there's someone looking to pull the rug from underneath them. Every time.
Or to try to redefine it in a way that people haven't heard 500 times.
No matter what, there's a
flaw. Well, or it's not a flaw. It's just, it's another way of trying to say what everybody's already heard. And nobody gets remembered for picking the favorite. So, I mean, a lot of this, what you see on television, what you hear, it's show business. It's not, you know, straightforward analysis. Because it's not designed to be.
The Warriors ain't got no chance of winning without Kevin Durant.
This series?
This series or any other series. Kevin Durant made them unbeatable. They are not going to be.
Difference between unbeatable and can't win a series.
So you're saying that's entertainment, not analysis.
Oh, I Inside the NBA is probably the most entertaining show on television. But Charles Barkley gets to believe what he wants, but what nobody ever hears is Kenny Smith saying, no, that's not right. And Shaquille O'Neal saying, no, you're wrong. And Ernie Johnson, who is the ultimate brilliant traffic cop, going, Charles, I'm not sure about that. So just, you know, Charles gets to have his opinion. People want to hear it, even if they just want to spit on it. But, yeah, it's all show business, all of it, because this beast must be fed, and there's never been more time or bandwidth that needs to be fed than now. So whatever you hear on TV, take it with a metric ton of salt, because most of it is done either for effect or to just get to the end of the show.
From the text line, this was never done to the Bulls during their dynasty. Why not? Well, there were people saying break up the Bulls, but honestly, Michael Jordan was so anointed everybody's most favorite player. There was no real challenger to that position. And so everyone basically gathered to genuflect in front of the one player America could agree on. And there was no one to really spurn a debate. Well, it's Jordan versus blank. No, it was Jordan on line one. And then the NBA fell on line two through 400 underneath him. And yeah, there was no debate of that.
Well, there was no debate and there was no vehicle for debate. I mean, ESPN was 25 years
right, they were earlier. Showing highlights and actually talking sports back then.
No, but I mean, there was no wall-to-wall coverage of Jordan. I mean, he may have thought it was, but it was nowhere close to this.
Right.
And that's why, you know, the comparisons to how the Bulls were treated has no merit, because it was in a completely different time. I mean, nobody nagged the hell out of Babe Ruth's Yankees. I mean, there were three guys with typewriters.
Well, we talked with Steve Kerr earlier
before I was born.
Yeah, well, when we were talking with Steve, and he just said basically, look, Damon, if a player wanted to avoid a news cycle, you didn't pick up the morning newspaper, and by lunch it was done.
Well, yeah.
And it's so much different now.
Well, yeah, because no news cycle is done. And I think you have to accept two things. One, the conditions are going to be different media-wise. And two, you can walk away. You don't have to watch 7 straight hours of NBA analysis. There isn't 7 straight hours of information to analyze. You know, turn the TV off. Take somebody else's dog for a walk. Make food, you know, crochet something. Read a book. You know, if it bothers you that much and you know what you believe and you know what you see, it sort of doesn't matter what Paul Pierce may or may not say in the pregame show. People get incredibly agitated by that. And I don't understand it, because God made the mute button. It's one of the most important inventions since the wheel. You don't have to listen if you don't want to.
By the way, what if I told you that Martin Jones gave up an early goal in the first 3 minutes of a win or go home Stanley Cup playoff game? Would you believe me?
No, it couldn't possibly happen.
St. Louis 1, Sharks nothing. We are early.
Done scoring.
And a lot of time left is the only thing I got for you right there. We're going to do, how about this? Albie, let's make a audible here at the line of scrimmage. Since we don't have any more guests today, let's push the Tuesday trifecta back to 6:30, because we just got so many people wanting to call in and talk about the fact that the Warriors are in a fifth straight NBA Finals. Today's Tuesday trifecta, I got to be honest, it's freaking phenomenal. You're going to want it. It's coming up at 6:30. We're making an audible. This is Mo, Palo Alto. Hello, Mo.
Hey, how's it going, Damon? Nice to talk to you, Ray. So I had a comment and a question. The comment was that the Warriors, without KD on the floor, play a brand of basketball, in my opinion, is more aesthetically pleasing, more beautiful, and more compelling. And it almost begins to transcend the sport, especially with Steph. And the question I had was, the Warriors with KD kind of feel like the Beatles plus Eric Clapton. So would the Beatles be better with Eric Clapton? And that's, I think, what people see when he's not on the floor. It's like Clapton needed to go be Clapton, and well, the Beatles needed to be the Beatles.
George Harrison's Layla would disagree, I think, but that would be about it. Mo, look, it's a very good analogy. It's a good question. And Look, I think that the Beatles probably would have been better with Eric Clapton playing lead guitar, and you know, George Harrison, who was a great guitar player, could have laid back rhythm, could have given more rhythm to John. But look, when it comes to the Golden State Warriors, was anybody talking how unaesthetic it was when Durant was drilling back-to-back daggers in Cleveland? Did anyone think, geez, those game-winning NBA Finals clinching shots could have been prettier had there been two more passes before it happened? Like, the guy, look, I'm a results-based basketball fan. The results that this guy's delivered, I think, trump any stylistic arguments that I might even have. And look, I'm a basketball pornography type of guy. Like, I grew up watching...
Are those two different subjects?
Yeah, but yes, I hope, yeah. Maybe not in my Google search bar, but look, I mean, I grew up watching Bob Knight's motion offense. You cannot find a prettier offense than that. And when it went away, I missed it. Now, I haven't enjoyed success. No one's hung a banner without it, so I can't say, but then when somebody hung a banner, I didn't care. But look, style, sure. Results. I'll take style and results both times. I think the Warriors got a ton with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry.
Music is different. Music changes. Everything changes. I mean, 2015 was a great thing for Warrior fans because they hadn't tasted it in 40 years. And it was aesthetically pleasing. Kevin Durant brings a different aesthetic that is not in opposition to what the Warriors already have. It's just different. And different ought to be okay, because different is what the Warriors are. To just say, no, there's only one way for the Warriors to play is madness. It, you know, you get to have your opinion about what you find more aesthetically pleasing. But to say one is superior to the other when the results clearly indicate that they're not superior, I don't get it.
How about this? Forget about strength in numbers. How about strength and adaptability? I mean, that's what the Warriors really have for you.
Yeah.
How many different ways would you like to lose a basketball game? The Warriors can pretty much meet you at every intersection of this is the way we're playing tonight, and you just lost. Chad in Vallejo. Hello, Chad.
Hey, I'm speaking pretty much on exactly what you guys are talking about. I'm remembering back to 2016 when Harrison Barnes or nobody could hit a shot, and everybody was begging for that one guy who could make the shot when it was needed, who could get his shot. Getting KD, I think, gave us that, and I think people are just forgetting how much he gives us. Well, in those moments when we really need a bucket.
What it really is it's out of sight, out of mind, Chad. You know, KD's missed three games, which is officially long enough for anyone to forget about anything in sports these days.
He stinks.
The minute that guy's back on the court, you're going to be like, oh, that's cool. Seriously. SJB, we were talking before and your phone hung up. Let's go back to you.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So I wanted to continue. Ray's absolutely right on everything with KD and Draymond. It's like everyone wants to insert themselves into an athlete's success, and I think that's just absolutely absurd. And then I also wanted to comment on the Athletic writer who stated that the ratings are saying what the media is saying. It's not, because the world is watching the Warriors because they want to see them lose. They want to see the villain lose. And it's just ridiculous that the media is doing this.
Right. To try to spin interest in this series as, well, people prefer not watching Kevin Durant to watching Kevin Durant is ridiculous. And thank you for pointing that out. That's a very good call. It really is nuts. Now, people do want to see this team lay down and die. And if they're tuning in for that, that's fine. That's called sports.
Well, but it's more than that. It's they've seen this story. And we are, if nothing, a culture that hates the idea.
Right. Give me something fresh.
That things can't.
New.
Yeah. I saw that 15 minutes ago. It's old now. And the truth is, the numbers suggest, I don't know how you can exactly quantify this, but the ratings dip is only partly because LeBron is no longer a factor. And it's no longer that he plays on the East Coast. Part of it is people have seen this movie before. And it's a great movie, but you can't remake The Godfather five times. I mean, you can remake it once, but after a while, people, because this is the culture we live in, say, show us something different or show us a new challenge. That's why these finals are going to be incredibly important, because this will be the new challenge. Because even if Durant comes back healthy, even if Iguodala comes back healthy, Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks present something different than the Warriors have seen on a regular basis in the postseason, period.
Length everywhere.
Yeah, length everywhere. Defense. I mean, Chris Middleton is one of the best defenders in the sport. Toronto, I mean, Kawhi Leonard is Kawhi Leonard. You know, Pascal Siakam is going to be a bear to deal with. You will get something different. But if in the end all you're counting is, well, who gets to have the parade, and it turns out to be Golden State, then you've set yourself up for disappointment again. And I don't think it's that people hate the Warriors. I think they're bored with them. And yeah, you can make a case that that's insane, but we live in an era in which greatness not only has to be self-sustaining, but it has to be different every time. Durant made the Warriors different, but that's not good enough.
How about this from the Chilton Auto Body text line? Hey, Damon, getting back to Beatles, Eric Clapton, George Harrison, you do realize that the single best guitar solo on any Beatles song was done by Eric Clapton, who did the guitar in My Guitar Gently Weeps. There you go.
It probably was a bad example.
Right. And here's the deal. I still bet you George Harrison might have wrote that.
Maybe he did.
Well, here's the thing. There is what I'm going to set this up with is not germane to the conversation I'm bringing it to. IU is one of the greatest music schools in the country. It really is. It's like the Juilliard and then IU. You can look that up. It's a great music school, so a lot of great musicians come to IU, and there's this class called the History of Rock and Roll, which, boy, sounds like a great class to smoke a joint and then go to and kind of kick off for an hour. Most people sign up for it, and then they're withdrawing because the professor takes it so seriously. He cares about music an awful lot. One of the questions is, who is the greatest Beatle? And the only correct answer that he'll accept is, there is no greatest Beatle. You need them all.
He's wrong. It's Pete Best.
Okay, the one guy who died and isn't in the band.
Well,
when they had any
he
success.
He went out on top.
I'm sure he did. He was playing strip clubs and then missed all the success, basically. But I hear what he's saying. And, you know, for the Golden State Warriors, it's too bad we can't reach the same conclusion. There is no favorite Golden State Warriors.
Yes, there is.
You need them all.
Yes, there is. But the problem is people have never wanted to embrace this team as more than the sum of its parts. It's always had to be who's more important than who. And the fact is they are a shining example of recency bias gone mad, because the most important Warrior is the one who had the best game the last time you saw him. That's how we think. Because there is no most important Warrior. If you have to pick one, it's probably Curry, because without his skill and personality, that place could tear itself apart. But because he doesn't have the agenda that says, I need to establish myself as the best point guard of my era, because that's not how he wears his talent, nobody else gets to wear their talent that way either. So they are an ensemble. And since we brought the Beatles into it, the Beatles are that ensemble. You know, Gil Scott-Heron's bands, they were an ensemble. I mean, we don't want ensembles. We want names, because we want lists.
Why don't you tell 80% of the audience who Gil Scott-Heron is?
He's one of the great jazz saxophonists of all time. I mean, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised should be the national anthem.
There you go.
But I'm just going to say one more thing. Every time you say, I want to talk about this Warrior, when you do that, that's fine. But what you are doing is losing a little bit of the essence of why they are, because they are all of them together. And when you say, boy, Draymond Green is the reason they won, probably not. probably Draymond Green in conjunction with other people, because that's how this team's been constructed. And the Durant v. Curry thing is the most egregious example of all the people who don't get it.
All right, so how about this for a little call segment? Love to all Warriors. After all, they are going to a fifth straight NBA Finals. No specific calls on any Warrior. You must love the group. I like that. That's good. We'll do that till 6 o'clock. We've got an awful lot more coming up. 888-957-9570. Right back to the phones is where we go, and we come on back after Elena says hello. Hello, Elena.
We know we can cover 17 points in a matter of 3-4 minutes. And so we always try to keep that mindset that we're never out of the game, and we just need to make solid plays. It definitely helps to have number 30 who, you know, they go up 17 and he hits a three. You know, it just kind of puts them back on their heels and it shifts the momentum for us. So, you know, we just really understand what we're capable of on both sides of the basketball, and, you know, we're never out of the fight. And that's just always our mindset.
There's a different intensity in the playoffs just naturally because, you know, it's win or go home. And we know how to find that next gear. And it comes with, you know, the experiences that we've been through. It's so hard over 82 games to elevate to that level on a nightly basis. But when it matters most, We have nights like tonight where...
Yes, they do. When it matters most, the Golden State Warriors show up. All you need is love. By the way, very good call from the text line saying, hey, if we're going to do this about everybody, let's come in with the little Beatles right there. Another person on the text line says the Beatles suck. Incorrect. You might not be a huge fan, but you just cannot say that.
Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
You can hate NWA as much as you want. Can't say that they suck. I mean, that's just that. That's all there is to it. Like, you can hate the Warriors all that you want. They don't suck, and that's all there is.
Music, like sports, like everything else, is generational. People who did not hear the Beatles in the context in which they performed aren't going to get it, and that's fine. The Beatles are the music of basically 50 years ago. And I know that doesn't help us any because we're all near death, but that's the truth. It's like when I was growing up and the Beatles were a thing and Motown was a thing, I wasn't listening to Jimmy Dorsey because that wasn't my music. Everybody declares what their music is, and it is by definition superior to all other music before or since.
I was never wired that way, man. My musical tastes have always gone backwards more than they've been in the present or going forwards. Always. Like, when I was a little kid, I was more interested in Motown than I was, you know, whatever the new cool George Michael song was on the radio. That's just the way I was wired. Anyway, let's get back to these calls at 888-957-9570. The Golden State Warriors are back in the NBA Finals for a fifth straight year. Curry and the Myers-Leonard show last night gave us really an unbelievable game to talk about. Myers-Leonard and Steph Curry both scored 25 points in the first half, just the second time opposing players have done so in the last 20 postseasons. LeBron James and Klay Thompson both did so in the 2016 NBA Finals. The fact that Curry's on the list, not surprising. Myers-Leonard on the list, considering he never even scored 25 points in a game in his career dating back to Illinois. That's incredible. By the way, Curry now has 43 career 25-point halves. He is good.
Well, you nailed it.
Thank you. This is John in Oakland. John, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Damon. How's it going? Big fan.
Thank you.
Ray, hi. Just real quick, I just wanted to point it out from a fan's perspective, and I wanted to get a question in to you, Damon. You know, as a fan, obviously you get Kevin Durant on the team, and the things change, the way they play changes, and they're not necessarily worse at all. However, the way that they play without Kevin Durant is so much more team-oriented and so much more fun to watch, and I'm a little surprised why everyone is getting on the fans for not being on the KD, hype, because I personally, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing him go.
Look, I think you know what it is. What it is, John, is you're looking at it in the vacuum of the game that I'm seeing tonight, and it's a prettier style. It's more aesthetically pleasing to me, and so I prefer my Warriors no Durant tonight. And that's one way of looking at one game. I'm looking at well more than one game, far beyond one game. I'm looking at the next 5 years. And in the next 5 years, it'll be better to have Kevin Durant than a pretty style of basketball, just in terms of winning or losing. So that's why I look at Kevin Durant as a guy that going forward with him is the path of least resistance if the goal is winning titles. The prettiest basketball to possibly be played by this team is not a goal of mine. Stacking championships on top of one another. That's the goal that I'm interested in. And I think Kevin Durant helps accomplish that goal more than a pretty style without Kevin Durant is satisfying.
And who's to say that Durant's style isn't pretty in its own way? I mean, he does things that nobody else can do. I mean, that's a form of beauty. So, I mean, what this boils down to is eye of the beholder with nostalgia wrapped around it.
Right.
I mean, if you believe that the Warriors are more fun to watch without Kevin Durant, then 2015 is your zenith. I mean, and that's okay, but at least admit that. Because by any other analysis, having Kevin Durant is a better thing than not. Ask the Oklahoma City Thunder how they feel about not having Durant now.
Winning without Kevin Durant is nostalgic, not better. Good text line. Very good. And it's real simple. Like, Steph Curry is a superstar born with maybe questionable ankles. We are a rolled Steph Curry ankle away from you really appreciating Kevin Durant's presence, maybe more than you do. Ty calling from Oakland. Hello, Ty.
Damon, thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor and a privilege. I just want to say this. When Kevin Durant went out, did you believe truly in your heart in Game 5, in that third period, that an Alphonso McKinney, a Jordan Bell, and any of the bench players that came in were capable of doing what they did and getting through that Game 5, not only with Houston, but then sweeping the Blazers? Did you truly believe, and Ray, I want to hear your opinion too, as much as it's...
I think, look at it this way, I think we both saw trouble the minute Kevin Durant got hurt. Absolutely. How could you not?
I thought they would lose Game 5 as a result, but when they didn't lose Game 5, I thought they'd win Game 6, though it saddened me because I wanted Game 7. I did not see that Durant's absence was going to make much of a difference in the Portland series, just because the Warriors, as they were constructed, were more than enough for the Blazers. But that's me. I still would have wanted the Game 7.
How about this? We just got in some audio. Rich Kleiman, Kevin Durant's agent, talking to the Wall Street Journal about the fact his client is still very much undecided about his future.
What you're saying is that this has not been decided. There's no hidden handshake agreement.
No.
With the New York Knicks?
No.
No, nothing like that?
No.
Okay. All right.
That is 100% undecided. And I'm waiting on Kevin, you know? That's the truth. I think there's a feeling that this thing is like war games and everybody's kind of like...
playing a role.
Yeah, playing chess like years out, but... when somebody gets to the level of basketball that he's at, you can't juggle focus like that. There's so many things he's juggling, too. He's not scripting his future while he's playing the way he plays and practices the way he practices.
You believe that, Ray? You believe they're just playing checkers, not chess?
Oh, I believe that the Knicks have not entered into an agreement with him because that's easy to find out, and it's easy to nullify the contract and not let him go. Do I think Kevin Durant has made up his mind? I think, like everybody else, I have no idea. And the fact that he says he hasn't made up his mind doesn't mean he hasn't made up his mind. But nobody else knows that.
More from Rich Kleiman on Kevin Durant's health.
How's his health?
His health is good.
He's, are we going to see him in the finals, do you believe?
Do I believe? I don't know. I honestly hope so.
Yeah.
I honestly hope so. But again, like, when you have an injury that's real, and it's a real injury, for him, like, he's got to be Kevin Durant. So he's got about the highest pain threshold of someone I know. So when he misses time, it's because the injury is real. It's a real injury. And I hope that we can see him next week or 2 weeks from now.
Rich Kleiman in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. Is Amir, does this sound like Jim Gray is asking him the questions?
I didn't catch that, but
not
no.
Jim. Albie just tells me not Jim Gray. All right, Jim Gray, vocal doppelganger to just me then. One more cut about how the drama that Durant always finds himself in is frustrating.
I think it's frustrating, honestly, at times. But I get it. I do get it. I get that, like, even as a kid, the kind of soap opera of it all was just beginning, and I liked it. Now, I think in some ways it's like more soap opera at times than basketball, but he really doesn't know, and I really don't know.
Yeah, definitely not Jim Gray. Jim Gray would not add a courtesy giggle at any point in time during an interview.
No, but, I mean, again, you know, the Warriors created this insanity by making the offseason as important as it is for dramatists. Because during the season, they have basically sucked a lot of the suspense out of this. Not the beauty, not the aesthetics, not the glory of the sport, but the suspense. And I think people who say, I need suspense in my season, they're going to look other places. It's why the Laker thing is blowing up so publicly, because you've got to feed a flame. It's why there was such an outcry when the Knicks didn't hit their 7-1 shot and get Zion Williamson, even though any moron could have told you, you're 7-1 against. This is probably not going to happen. People need to fill all the empty spaces. And you cannot fill it with just, yes, the Warriors are probably going to win again. That doesn't get things flying. It's as simple as that.
Kim in Menlo Park. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to say, I just came back from Portland. The most amazing game I've ever seen in my entire life, next to some of the other ones, but this was top, top, top. And I just want to say, there are a group of us women who Warriors who love KD. There is no team without KD. When Curry was absent, we didn't say we don't need Curry now because KD's here. So we can't keep saying KD, just because KD's not playing, we don't need him. We need him. We need Clay. We need Steph. We need Dre. We need KD. We need them all. It takes a team. There's no I in team. That's all I need to say. I love you guys. I love the Warriors. Go Warriors all the way.
Kim, thank you. I'm glad you made it up to Portland. That seemed like a really cool road game to be at.
Strength in fewer numbers.
Sure. Well, look at it. In your entire
life. We want less talent. Thank you.
In your entire life, Ray, and you've been talking sports for a long time with a lot of people. You've been written. I mean, how many columns do you think you've written? I mean, we're over the 1,000 threshold.
Easily.
Way beyond that. In your entire time, in your entire lifetime talking sports, I've been doing it for about 20 or so. You've been doing it for what? I'm guessing double me? You're going to double me? 30? 35?
More than that. Way more than that, yeah.
30, 40 years you've been talking sports. Have you ever heard a fan say, you know what would make this team better? If one of the best players on it weren't on it.
No, but again, you don't. The context is not that fans have suddenly become stupider. It's that the amount of space that needs to be filled is so much larger. And I think that's what drives most of this.
Right, but why would we fill it with this nonsense, though?
Because you run out of... Nobody wants to know as much about the high screen and roll as Hubie Brown. Nobody wants to know as much about how are the Warriors going to be the same team this year that they were last year. We are not just a culture that has more time to kill and more eagerness to kill it. We need tension. There is no tension in this. The reason why the Durant-Green thing lingered as long as it did, because it was public tension on a team that had not had it. It's different. People want different. That's why the idea of the Warriors winning 4 times in 5 years, if they do it, will be such a problem for so many people, because they've seen the movie. They want another movie, and the NBA's not giving it to them.
Text line says, Steelers fans thinks that the Steelers are better without AB and Le'Veon Bell. Well, those two guys both basically walked out and quit on their team in one way or another this year, which should leave just about any fan base chapped.
Yeah, the only thing that
Kevin Durant's never walked out on anything.
He walked out on his calf muscle.
Well, okay.
Well, but let's be honest. He walked out on his calf muscle. It was...
Protesting the calf muscle.
Kevin Durant hasn't done anything except be Kevin Durant. And there's not much to say about that you can complain about, except that he's chosen not to commit his entire future when you want him to. I mean, he's a free agent because he gets to be a free agent. And he wants to see what the process holds. The process may hold, a fabulous opportunity that none of us see. The future may be in San Francisco. I mean, we don't want to sit and wait for the answer. We need to have the answer now. And if we can't get it, we'll make one up.
Lefty's in San Francisco. Lefty, how are you?
It's Letty. L-E-T-T-Y.
Oh, excuse me, Letty. Hello, Letty.
Hi. I was just calling because of the people that mentioned that it's the team flows better without Kevin Durant. To me, it just flows differently. They don't have to pass the ball as much because there's this greatness on the floor that can make these shots that are incredible where he doesn't need to pass the ball to anybody else, but he is a great passer also. So I think as fans, we've gotten spoiled to winning so much that we forgot what it was like to be losers.
Right. It's like winning's become so common and routine, we'd now like to see it more difficult. If we could have a more challenging level of success, that would appeal to us more.
Well, no, it's that the people who want to say, God, I remember the bad old days. Well, the bad old days are now 7 years back.
Right.
7 years back is an eternity in this culture. That's that's half a generation. We can't cope with that.
Letty, thank you very much for the call. Sorry about butchering your name there. I it did actually say Letty. Albie got that right, but my eyes are getting worse by the day. I read it as Lefty. This is Greg in Oakland. Thank you, Greg.
Maybe she'll be known as Lefty from now on.
There you go. Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, I just want to first say this has just turned out to be a really great show. A lot of really good things to think about. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I want to talk about – I just wanted to bring up the – we sit around when we're watching the game and we think about what it's like to have Kevin on the team. And I just am curious what you guys think of what would happen if we took a younger guy who was on his way to becoming a Durant or a Harden or a LeBron, and instead of having somebody who's already got that reputation as a player that a team can lean on to win, we bring someone in. Like, here's my fantasy situation. What if somebody like Giannis came to the Warriors and built his career as a power player like he is within the context of this whole new game that the Warriors are bringing to us?
Well, the thing is, you don't have to come to the Golden State. But Greg, you don't have to come to the Golden State Warriors to play their style of basketball. It's being played everywhere now. I mean, they are the model that everyone is trying to mimic, and how they do it is look like. First of all, there's going to be no scenario where the Warriors are going to be able to go back on the open market to add the highest price free agent as this team is currently built. If you want it to be Steph, Clay, and Dre, it's never going to be Giannis.
Well, it's not going to be Giannis, but more than that, it's not going to be anybody else on the tier below that, or even the tier below that. To change the Warriors roster in a material way means getting rid of one of the guys you now profess to love. The math says that's the only way that it works. And even if Durant leaves, they don't have a lot of room to bring in a, quote, Giannis type, whatever
right.
that would be.
Durant cannot be replaced by one person or by an aggregate number of a collection of people based on their cap restrictions going into next year.
Exactly. No, this is who you're playing with. And you're playing with Durant or you're playing without Durant for next year. That's the deal. And you can decide then whether you like it better or worse.
Guy here says the Spurs did that with Kawhi. Well, there was a refusal of a guy to play for your franchise, which pretty much forced his way onto the trading block. Kevin Durant is not doing that at all. Don't even try to apply Spurs logic to this.
Well, but the Spurs also got things in return. I mean, that was a trade. I mean, they still ended up with DeMar DeRozan, who has a pretty hefty salary himself. And they were not trying to preserve the core of their roster anymore because Tony Parker was gone. You know, Manu Ginobili was gone. Tim Duncan had been gone. That was sort of a rebuild on the fly. This would not be that.
Guy here's like, hey, just develop a young player into a star. Oh, yeah. I mean, duh.
Well,
that's
yeah.
easy.
Yeah, okay, keep picking Evans. 30th and tell me how well that works
right.
for you.
Jacob Evans, your role, should Kevin Durant choose to leave, is to develop into Kevin Durant as quickly as possible. Good luck with that, everyone.
No, I mean, the closest they have to a star of the people they brought in the last 4 years is Kevon Looney, who is the antithesis of all of that.
Right. Steven in Vacaville. Hello, Steven.
Hey, I got to drop it on you guys. 2 points. One, you guys are talking up all these opponents, the Blazers, the Bucks, the Raptors. They all got motorboated, and they're going to get motorboated when they hit the finals. The Rockets were pretty much the premier. You know,
I think you're saying boat race. I don't think anyone's going to be motorboating the Milwaukee Bucks. I think boat race is the term you're looking for there, Steven.
And the second thing we're talking about is a transcendent player. Yeah, we've had LeBron James, we've had Kobe Bryant, we've had Kevin Durant, all these great players, but they've never changed the game in what Curry's doing right now. This is historic. He's making all these elementary school kids run off to the 3-point line, and all these coaches training how to run off to the 3-point line and shoot 3-pointers. It's never happened before.
He's an evolutionary step in the history of the game, and very few players who we all regard as great players are also a strategic evolutionary step in a sport's history. It's a rare place to be standing, and Curry just happened to be that person standing in that place.
Yeah, well, again, with the opportunity to change the game, because I will say this again and again, if he'd gotten his way and ended up a New York Knick, we wouldn't be talking about him in any way, shape, or form like this. He was the perfect vehicle for the perfect change on the perfect team at the perfect time. So in addition to all the things he brought, he was lucky as hell.
One more call before we reach our 6 o'clock hour, fourth and final. Roberta, San Leandro. Hello, Roberta.
Hey, Damon. Hey, Ray. Great program. Another great program. And, you know, I just have to echo that when you see the development of someone like Kevon Looney, to each of your points, you know, certain people are born a certain way and, you know, and luck involved, as with, you know, Kevin is brilliant, you know, Draymond in their own way. So it's almost like, you know, a few in a generation, but the others on the bench have had the experience now and have the support of these other guys and the brilliance, I think, of Steve Kerr. And in working together, we see what they can do. And I hope, you know, it's exciting. I like all of them. I like the pieces that can fit. And when they need, they go big. When they need, they go small. And it's really, I just love watching. I love it. It's brought me into the game over the last 5 years again. And I had stopped watching until 5 years ago. And now I'm excited to watch any games because I think they're interesting.
Roberta, they're back to being the best show on television. I mean, they really are. This is so much fun to have this available to us on a near nightly basis over the course of a 6-month period. And a lot of people want to tell you that the regular season doesn't matter anymore. Look, I'd rather watch a regular season Warriors game than a regular season Giants game or a regular season A's game right now or a regular season Sharks game. I mean, that's just the way I am. Only the NFL's regular season, due to the rarity of a 16-game schedule, carries more weight with me in terms of viewing habits than the Golden State Warriors. This is the best we're ever going to get it around here. These are good times. By the way, a lot of people are telling me that motorboated is Lorenzo pretty much from the morning show. It's low, just saying that he confuses boat race with motorboated, so it's a morning show thing. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not the morning show. This is Afternoon Drive. I don't have the same lexicon and language that they work from all the time. What's the matter, Damien? You don't listen to the morning show? Of course I listen to the morning show, but I must have missed that. Or let's be totally honest. That sucker's on early. I don't have to get up early. What if you had to be at work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Would you catch a lot of morning shows? Please.
You were a little defensive there.
I like to sleep in, Ray.
Well, that's okay. Well, that's all you had to say.
My beauty sleep. When we come on back, more of your phone calls leading us up to 6:30. At 6:30, we're going to do a Better Late Than Never Tuesday trifecta. That's all coming up here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of Fremont Bank, full service banking. No compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.